N.A., Brother. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California. April 24th, 1902. Dear Brother, I am trying to do all in my power to advance the work of God. The work is constantly broadening, and I see much to do. If you, my brother, have means that you can spare and will lend it to me, I shall be glad to borrow some at 4 or 5% interest. And if you choose to lend me some money without interest, to be lent by me to the Lord's work, I will accept it, for I wish to help the Sydney Sanitarium by a loan without interest. This is a very important enterprise that just now needs this kind of help. I also desire to invest something in the publication of my books in foreign languages, but cannot pay interest on this. In regard to my own business, I wish to say that when I came from Australia, I did not expect ever to own a home again. I tried to rent a place in Oakland, but the way seemed to be hedged up. I was then led to buy a fruit farm with good buildings close to the St. Helena Sanitarium. This proves to be a good place for me health-wise and an excellent place for my work. Since coming here, I have done much writing, and I thank the Lord for a home away from the cities. When I left Australia, I allowed some of my money to remain in our institutions there. After my return to America, I bought this place for $8,000, subject to a $6,000 mortgage. I have sold to the sanitarium one of the springs, valued at $2,000, and 10 acres of the best land. Also 5 acres to the health food factory, and 5 acres to my farmer brother James, and to my son. All of these purchasers desire deeds free from encumbrance. Therefore, I desire to lift what remains of the mortgage, which is now $4,000. I also desire to pay some old loans. More urgent than these things is the demand for means with which to secure the publication of my books in many languages. New fields are opening. From many places come calls for help. From Japan, from India, from South America, from Polynesia, and from Europe come appeals for counsel and assistance in having my books translated and published in the various languages of the people. In this work, we are far behind our duty. Our large publishing houses have not done all that they might have done in this line. I must now do what I can to help. For years, I have given all the author's royalties on my translated books to missionary work, mostly to the education of home and foreign missionaries. I now feel that all that comes under my control from this source must be used to secure the translation and publication of new works in many languages. If my brethren help me in this work, with some gifts and loans without interest, the work will advance more rapidly. About 2 years ago, when I was asked what could be done about the debts on our schools, I laid the matter before the Lord. There came to me the thought that I could give the book Christ's Object Lessons to the schools. Then came another thought. I have depended on this book to pay my workers, and I must be just before I am generous. In the night season, I was considering the problem of my finances. I desired to save money in order to pay my debts and be free from the burden of interest. But I could see no other way for the schools to be relieved than for me to give object lessons for this purpose, and I said, "It must be done." Then the conflict ended. Light filled my mind. I began at once to write to our publishing houses, asking them if they would be willing to share the gift with me by giving the work that must be done in the publication of the book. The plan was presented as one that could be an all-round blessing. It was a plan by which leaders and people would be enabled to act a part and receive a blessing. Scene after scene was presented to me in which ministers were being aroused to do their part. Church members became interested, and whole families took part in the work. Angels of God united with the workers, opening doors for the canvassers to enter and tell the people of the work they were trying to do in selling object lessons. The book found a ready sale. It was bought by thousands not of our faith, and some, after seeing the value of the matter it contained, bought several copies for distribution among friends. The workers gave their time, receiving nothing as far as money is concerned, but receiving something of infinitely greater value. Individual action brought a consciousness of well-doing. All who engaged in the work improved in health of body and health of mind. They received an experience that made their hearts glad in the Lord. They had no time to speak needless words. Their thought was, the book must be sold. The debt must be lifted from the schools. It seemed as if in every place prayer could be heard, and faith in the work constantly increased. A happy enthusiasm filled the hearts of the workers. I was made happy by the result of the plan, and all who engaged in selling the book were happy. They all helped one another to make the work a success. I saw that in selling object lessons, our people were learning how to handle larger books. They were being prepared to enter the canvassing field. The earnestness with which they took hold of the work showed that they appreciated the opportunity of learning to canvass. Prejudice was removed. In becoming acquainted with the people, the workers obtained a valuable experience. As they were thus sinking fresh shafts, their example helped the church to see that all around them there was work to do. There were those in the church who needed the experience to be gained by telling the truth, and as they went out to work for others, their talents were greatly increased. The Savior went before them, and the blessing of the Lord became His people's blessing. The pulpit became a place of power. I saw that the sale of object lessons opened the way for the establishment of missions. In the church, there was a revival of the missionary spirit. An earnest desire to learn how to work for the Lord was shown. Small companies gathered together for prayer and Bible study. All moved forward with harmonious force of action. Believers went to places where the people have no opportunity to hear the Word of God and gathered the children for Sabbath school. Efforts were made to help isolated families. Plans were laid for these families to meet with other families for Bible study. Thus the way was opened for light to shine forth from the Word of God. With this representation of the results of this work before my mind, I have looked for the success now attending the faithful workers. Go forward, brethren and sisters, in this work, and in forgetfulness of self and unselfish efforts to help others, you will receive rich blessing. The Lord will open ways for you. Ministers will arouse and will labor to arouse church members. Let there be much more prayer. God does not limit His grace to any special time or any special effort. Only have a heart to obey the word of the Lord, and your example will make an impression in favor of the truth. Only be wide awake to see your opportunities, and God will help you to improve them. Only do what you can, in humility and sincerity, and you may be sure that you will not lose the blessing the Lord has for you. This will be the means of drawing the soul out after God for the saving of parents and children. Simple, earnest efforts made to help souls are wholly acceptable to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Those who know not the truth should be prayed with and instructed. Many can take up this work. Small meetings should now be arranged for, in which two or three workers unite in explaining the truth to the people. Such meetings have been held in many places, and as a result, people have been brought into the truth and meeting houses have been built. At first, the work may have to be carried on in a room in a private house. Perhaps, if the weather is favorable, the meeting can be held out of doors. Give a kindly welcome to all who come. Draw near to God and to one another. Let the songs of praise be sung. Let the Word of God be simply and clearly explained. Such a service will make a lasting impression. I shall encourage such efforts, and may the Lord be with the workers and with those for whom they work. The foregoing is a brief description of what can be done by those who know the truth. Such channels of service are much needed, and I believe that the work of selling object lessons will arouse our people to see what can and should be done. What I have written in this letter will explain to you why I wish to borrow money at this time. When my other books shall be more thoroughly canvassed for, I can return the loans. Since the attention of our people has been so largely called to object lessons, I have received little from the sale of my other books, but I am not discouraged because of this. When I made the proposal to give object lessons to the schools, I felt that I could afford to wait, even if I should have to borrow money to carry forward my work, for I knew that the Lord was in the plan. If you will lend me $1,000 or $2,000, without interest, for a period of 3 to 5 years, I shall place it where it will accomplish much for the Master, and I shall report to you the results. If you desire to send me an offering for the advancement of the Lord's work, I shall try to see that every dollar is used where it is most needed. I shall be glad to give you an account of the way in which the money has been used. A great work is before us. Let us use our time and our talents of experience, of influence, and of means for the advancement of the special work for this time.